ngicela uhambe uyofuna umsebenzi.
Uzoyithola kanjani hlelo khoneni?
Yonke into, impahla, imali.
This adulting thing, hey.
Ukuhamba imali.
Wizi nakayithoka challenge.
Awuna moto, imali. Kufanele kube nemali phakathi.
Sebenza.
Sebenza.
Yeva mntanami.
Sebenza.
Welcome once again to another Sebenza Live podcast. This is Thango Ntwasa, and again, I'm joined by my amazing co-host, Ntokozo. How are you doing today?
That's what you call me now.
My amazing podcast co-host.
No, I'm good, thanks, Thango. And how are you doing?
I'm great. I'm just looking at today's guest, and I'm quite excited because we're discussing, you know, something so important, I feel. Something I wish I actually could have gotten across when I was quite young, and I'm quite excited about that.
Actually, yeah, because I play it around at school, you know? Not like in a bad way, because I was more sporty. I mean, I was a sports person. You know, when you're a sports person, you feel like you got to play around all the time. You know, I wasn't that naughty.
I sat at the
Hopefully
back.
My teachers are not listening. But yeah.
I sat and was talking, wasn't listening. I should pay attention. But anyway, we went up by Sandile. Sandile, how are you doing today?
Ngiyaphila anijani nina.
Great. Please tell us about yourself. Who are you and what is it that you do?
Where do I start? My name is Sandile Dlamini. Mm-hmm. I'm from the East Rand, Ward 55.
Mm.
Yes, I was born and bred there. I grew up there, did my primary school, my creche there, primary school, my high school there. So, yeah, I'm done.
Sure.
And I'll pull the poom.
Well, the aim, it's not poom, because mm-hmm. we've seen abantu abaningi abaphuma egazi, but then bangale to change. So, this time we thought, how about instead of poom egazi, still change egazi, you know, bring back that thing abantu abayiphumela ngaphandle ukuthi ibalethe back to elokishini.
Okay. And iliphi legazi lelokhu?
Mina ngikhulele eGoba.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a Katlehong by Busy Spread.
Yeah.
Yeah, K1.
For those who don't know. But I'm sure Questa has been preaching about this, so you guys know what the K1 Katlehong in, you know?
It's just, it stars as we walk out of there, clearly. So now you are here also as a star in your own right. What is it that you do? Tell us about this amazing, I can call it for now, I think, foundation that you've put together.
Yeah, mina ngumuntu good development.
Mm-hmm.
But then apart from what I'm doing now, ngumuntu onayo kudlala ama sports akhe. I also write music, I'm an artist.
Mm-hmm.
So in this case ngize under an organization that we opened as young people from Isrand, which is Help Elena Become a Student organization.
Mm-hmm.
It's a youth-based organization driven community, which is about bringing career opportunities in the community and the learners within the basic education and strengthening them to pursue their dreams in education. So the organization focuses on the importance of education, civic leadership, constitution, sports, art and culture, and skill development as well.
It's quite all-rounded. I like that. Mm. But when did you guys start?
Oh, the organization, it's 2 years old now. Let me say 2 years old because we started it informally, but then we registered it to Help Elena Become a Student last year. But then on the last of last year, the program organization started on the 16th June, whereby we had a fun walk for raising awareness on social illnesses like teenage pregnancy, teenage imprisonment, drug abuse, you know, unemployment. So we gathered as young people, sakhlangana saba ne walk, and then after the walk we played sports. Then after sports we had motivational talks from our sponsors. Sanko was there, KPMG was there, Stop Nyaope was there, and yeah, our counselors was there. So as young people we opened this organization, sibona ukuthi dala kala, so if not this is olandelela this trend your color, I mean nothing will change, you know.
True.
So we can't always go to the government, this calling our opportunities aweko. We can't go to our private sectors calling employment aweko. Yes, siyafunda, but it's not everyone get absorbed, you know, kuba nalabo abasalayo with their qualifications and only to find out ukuthi there's other skills that they can possess and then do for them to make a living out of it. So that's why organization has combined all of these interests so that we gather everyone. I mean, if you're not good in your academics, I mean, you probably might be good with your hands, you know.
True.
If you're not good with your hands, you're probably good in ngokukhuluma. If you're not good in ngokukhuluma, you're probably good in ngokujayiva, you know.
Yeah.
So ziningi lezi zinto lezi ezingayenzeka ukuthi abantu bathole impilo ukuqhubeka. Because now when we look at this thing system here to art and culture ikona ekolweni but iphela ka grade 9 if I'm not mistaken towards grade 10 I say God, I think, but then you find it in a institution ku tertiary level if whereby you want to do arts uzoyiqala after matric. I mean this 3 years period ubongayenzi ngayo anything. I mean you could have maybe accomplished a degree in arts while you were still in primary, or maybe an entry level in arts was good, even though puma a high school or pasanga kahle matric kwakho, but you know you have something ebambekayo maybe in the art field, skill development field, cuz kwayona izinto ezifana nabo plumbing, you know, artisan izinto emele ngabe zikhona within ekolweni zethu, you know, your primary institution, your high school, kuze iyophumela ku tertiary level, kungabi that kungabi ne gap in between. You
so basically you're finding all those needs and then sort of bringing them to the students.
Yes,
I like
yes.
That.
Yeah, that's really nice.
Instead of complaining, I thought that you don't even, look, let's not complain to government about there's a problem, there's this problem. Let's take a problem, let's find a solution.
Yeah.
Because you make the change that you want to see.
Yes, yes,
right?
Yes, yes.
I like that. So, I mean, for me now, it's why do you feel this is important? I mean, we could have just, I don't know, everyone must put themselves out. I mean, we're in an age now where everyone has access to information. Why is this such an important thing?
Well, to me and us as an organization, since CEC Youth, we've find out Tina, youth, we are the major stakeholders in our country. And out of all these things, a country ebhekane nazo, still we are the major stakeholders futhi who are facing these issues as it a country ebhekane nazo. I mean, unemployment ebhekane ne youth, teenage pregnancy ebhekane ne youth, teenage imprisonment ebhekane ne youth, lack of skill development still siku youth. So if this, we don't take this thing esibhekane nayo Tina as important as ukuthi sibone ukuthi sichintsha kanjani, then no one will do it for us actually. So start all these interests this is now, and then start develop a year calendar which takes 12, it's a 10-month program whereby first event ile sobanayo on the 26 April, the one that I came for here, which is about a leadership, it's a leadership imbizo. So out of these 32 high schools that we invited, a Kuruleni, each school is represented by ALRC member top 5, the elected top 5, and then also the top 5 yaku SGP, and also they will identify 5 unemployed youth from the community ebazomba within the organization abazosincedisa ukwenza the success of the organization. Yeah. So the aim of the event is to emphasize role management in within the structures, because ekolweni manje abantwana bayagwazana, abantwana aba,
it's a huge problem.
You know,
huge problem.
Yeah, abantwana aba banama behavioral challenges, abakhona ukukhuluma nabo tishara, you know, they chat back. And out of all the ama drugs, it's what you find manje ekolweni more than what hola elokshini, yabona. So it's a challenge esibhekene nazo, and kuze singakhali ukuthi lento igcwele elokshini, so we must find a way ukuthi how do we stop it isase esikolweni before iphuma, because hayi ukuthi labantwana abagcele elokshini nje ababuya esikolweni, they all from school, so baya elokshini. So that's when then we develop this program which is a calendar, but the program, it goes as follows. It's a leadership event, which is this one, it's on April, and then on May we will be doing sports, whereby we'll be in this school will create a league footy. They'll be participating especially on soccer and netball, because in our township schools, that's the what we used to, you know.
Yeah, other sports are expensive. Let's just put it there. They are expensive for us, okay?
Yeah, so it's a start. You know, if we start to correct what we have, and then Xobalula would just engage to other sports. Because the challenge of sport in Zim, you know, we run February and March, ikolo zonke zakichima, you'll find abantwana base like city schools, you know, they you know this thing mochampa, we don't have that thing emalokshini, we don't practice
mahajams,
you know, the hurdles, you know, then the long jump, we don't have the, like those facilities ezisincedayo, but then at the end of the day, because i-curriculum iyazibhanda ikolo to come and participate in this thing, we can't say masifika lapha sithi ay as trainer, because who doesn't know how to run and jump, so ozithemba gcine sekuba lento le ba represent isikole. So on May is sports, and then on June we'll be having our 3rd annual anniversary. Yeah, help Elena become a student. Also we'll be having an event whereby it's on the 16th June, we're having a walk. We'll be having sports as well. So we celebrate our youth because E16 is a youth day celebration. So in this case, instead of going back, celebrate our leaders that on the past, the youth that died. How about now celebrate the youth that's here? Laba abayenza umehluko, I mean, you know, yeah, those who make change. And then on July, we have a Take a Child program because within each and every school, we know kutikna labantwana laba bahluphayo, you know. No bangabe yibo bonke, but kutikna labantwana
bahluphayo.
Yeah, bahlakaniphile.
That's the funny thing because they are so smart.
Yeah, they're so smart. So we figured out labantwana bahluphayo ekolweni, ikolo nekolo, and the team, I mean the LRCs and the SGP and also this 5 unemployed youth, they will identify labo bantwana labo bahluphayo, and then by identify nalabantwana baziphethe kahle futhi esikolweni, whereby we'll have different tours with them. First there will be a correctional service tour whereby we go visit prisons. And then, yeah, they get to learn about the life in prison. And then we go to corporate sites whereby abantwana, they'll get to learn about the certain interest of careers that they want to do, you know, abafuno ugwenza like radio or journalist, maybe if singakhona abanye ukubaletha la nabona nibafundise ezinye izinto ezifana nalezo. So after then we'll have a boy and girl dialogue, and then bazokhuluma about what they've learned and how, you know, they can change ama situations abo in terms of making ama decisions. Bangazitholi namhlanje ubheke ukuyophasa umatric but somewhere along the line so pregnant and now wazi kanjani ngithola somewhere along the line so sejele. And then moving along on August, we all know it's Women's Month. So what we're doing, have been doing for the past 2 years, see ban sanitary pad shifting. Actually itale last month ege yona. We believe ukuthi ekolweni namantombazana kuba nama challenges whereby abantwana bangaze esikolweni because it's that time of the month, you know. And then obviously abanye it's not like basasa abantwana, they can't know their dates, so thola ukuthi usesikolweni and then ngiyaqala and there's no one to help. So as a helper and I become a student, we believe ukuthi this budget enkulu kangaka eya kuma condoms, hopefully it can be, you know, split into two, and then kuthengwa ama sanitary pads for abantwana ababo babantombazana rabo mama, because I mean having sex is a choice, but having to go to the periods, I mean it's a nature cycle that you can't stop, you know. So we actually believe with each and every school kahle hopefully the higher education you know, adopt this thing with each and every school iskolo neskolo amantombazana bathole ama pads.
Okay, we're going to get back into that. For now, let's take a small ad break. We'll be right back in for information. I'm a Benkele. With help and learn, we'll be hearing more about this amazing organization.
Yeah. Join me, Paul Ash, in a beautiful soundscape as we explore the world in the Sunday Times Travel Podcast. Find it at sundaytimes.co.za.
Welcome back, guys. We're still with Sandile and we're discussing Help a Learner. I mean, wow. I was actually going to ask you, what are you going to do throughout this year? I thought it was just one event, Gandhi.
There's so much
that you guys are doing. I like that.
Thank you very much.
But let's jump back to the foundation phase now of this Help a Learner itself. I mean, I'm thinking to myself, it's not an idea, it just jumped into your head. And then you all, as a youth, thought, okay, let's just go help everyone. What was the process behind creating this?
The process behind creating this. Yeah. It's a story of my life. So what happened is that like I said, I'm an artist. I do music. So
Give us something.
Okay. Ngoba ngifikela umoya obukholwa. Let me just say this. When I'm in trouble, I just open my Bible. A scripture a day keeps the devil away. So I kneel down and pray, Lord, show me the way. Give me the wonderful gift of praise and faith. I stand on the ground full of blood of Jesus to proclaim victory over him, victory over sin, victory over Satan and his will, that everything I do in God's will. So let the blood of Jesus speak truth in your life. Let the blood of Jesus speak truth in our lives. Let the blood of Jesus speak in your life. I draw the bloodline of protection, attention, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Reform us. We are transformers. We want to be with you because you're faithful and true. We want to be with you because you're faithful and true. Then, yeah.
Okay, yeah. I like that. I don't know if it's amen or what.
But I'm like, you know what? Hallelujah.
I like that. Yeah, no, that man, that's nice. Dope.
Yeah.
So let's. So you start off wanting to go into the arts and culture side of things. You're a musician, and then how did you end up here? Let's get the story.
Yeah, it doesn't only start there. I started as a soccer player.
Okay.
Yeah, back in my primary days, you know, went to high school playing soccer.
And then,
those are our role models. Exactly. You know, we grew up watching them. Then what happened is that after my primary school, then I played soccer in high school for 2 years, and then I was interested in dancing.
Mm.
And then I started dancing. When I was doing grade 9, I had an event at SABC, Butch Homie with our judges by then, and then I got an accident on my way back.
Mm.
And then, yeah, I was told tragic things about my legs. You never dance again, you know, you can't play football, focus on your studies right now, what. Okay, then, if I can't use my legs anymore to make a living, fine. And then I had a friend who was writing. His covers the name of Usbusi Somnesu, Mr. Nkwaindan. And then I always visit him, you know, Maschlele. I mean, Splomile, Ule, Uyuani, Apala. And then he comes back to us, Slanya, whenever he hits us with rhymes, but then Magapala, we're not there. Then I was like, you know, as I'll tell me, I can do this thing better than you, you know.
I love that kind of competition and friendship. That's good. It's motivating.
It's like, nah, man, guys, I've been with you for like a very long time now. For when Ogutungang Yenza riding, it's like, no, like, seriously, can come back hitting dope lines that like you'll never believe. And then the challenge started there. Came back tomorrow, you know, spit lines. We hit each other. We decided to be a group. Says Bizangama Poza. And then yeah, we did music. We attended big events. I actually don't know what happened to my music career, because by now the way I was doing,
I don't know what
I thought I'd be there, but then you know the challenges with the industries. You know you meet people today, you think they like you, but tomorrow they forget you, you know. Those things happened, and then we decided, no, you know what, guys, instead of Uguti, what we're facing, maybe ngenze ukuthi ekugcineni sigcine sesema office ni sabuye, because masiloko sikhula got a chance to study as an IT technician. So siyabona, okay, ngagcine sengisebenza an IT technician. All of these things lazy ebengizenza ngizobe ngizishare nobani, you know. All of these things, because I mean, sasabantwana singacabanga ukuthi soba nabantwana, but now at least senginayo one nyana. And then yeah, we decided to come together as guys, sports. Me be saying focus on cool art, and then we have other friends who are doing leadership, you know, entrepreneurship as well. And then we're like, okay, fine. We all competitors if singama private companies, you know. Mm. So how can we like collaborate all of these things at once? Because it starts with us. Yes, it's a non-profit organization. As profit, but I would as fun change in pillows it. So we start want to change our life and then be able to, you know, change other people's life. Because I can still do this thing under a private company, but how many people I can empower under a private company? Because the nice thing about this thing is like we get young people involved in this interest, and then after, we take them also to entrepreneurship courses whereby umuntu nomuntu kulento adila ngayo, open your own thing, you know, then face the world, open opportunities now. As much as nathi sikuphile a chance ukuthi ufunde whatever lo ifundile, nawe edlulela phambili ufundisa abanye. If there's help that you need, hayi ukuthi awusomntana we-organization, sisonke lana. This is like an umbrella for wonke umuntu omusha ukuthi if there's anything that you are doing there, zwakala siyiphusheni sonke. I mean, bayasho bathi imfundo ayigugelwa, so who?
Yes.
Yeah. Ayigugelwa vele.
Now, please do tell us, how can people reach out to you guys and get in communication if they're interested either in being part of it or helping you guys out with the NPO?
Because now we're still home-based. We're using our cell phones A2, and then they can contact me on 074 0754-2353-920. It's 0742353920. And also, I have another cell phone number that I'm using. If I'm tolling up, it's 067-065-2477. It's 067-065-2477. But then I'm 701. I'm 701. I'm a chairperson. I'm a secretary of organization. And then there's a chairperson, Usihle Zita, and then Nomfowabo Upapi Zita. If you want to send us an email, you drop it at Papi Zita. It's one word. It's PAPIZITHA at gmail.com.
Perfect.
Yes, and then we also have a page on Facebook. It's Help Elena Become a Student. And then, yeah, that's the only platform we're using right now. Sisakula, Sisazamugwenza, our website. As soon as everything is done, then, yeah, in all the platforms.
Right, perfect.
Nice.
Thank you so much again, Sandila. I'm really proud with this. For everyone else also, just make sure share our one as well. We are on Twitter at Sevenza Live. That's for also Instagram as well. And check us out on the Sowetan page at www.sowetanlive.co.za. Thank you so much, Sandila. I really enjoyed this
interview.
Thank you. Oh, can I say something?
Yes.
Announcement, please, guys, for the event on May 26th.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, if there's anyone who wants to come on board and assist us, because so far we have a venue, we have our speakers, we've managed to get it transport as well. So we'll be having 1,020 guests.
Mm.
So we're still in the process of raising our funds for e-catering. So if there's anyone who's out there who wants to assist, can you please come on board? Yeah.
Perfect. Right. Thanks so much, Sanjeev.
Thank you very much.